Good afternoon, everyone. The title of my presentation is Consumer Willingness to Pay for Nano-Packaged Products, Food Products, Evidence from Eye Tracking Technology and Experimental Auctions. This is kind of the application of what Jingjing had just presented. First, I want to give some background introduction about nanotechnology. So what is nanotechnology? Nanotechnology is the manipulation of matter on atomic or molecular level. It tries to understand and control nanoscale materials that are between 1 and 100 nanometers. Nanoparticles are super small. They are only visible through optical microscope. To illustrate how small those particles are, you can consider one single strand of human hair is between 80,000 to 100,000 nanometers wide. So it's basically the scale of virus or some pathogen. The nanotechnology has been widely applied in the food industry because it allows scientists to control the properties of food ingredients to get their desired characteristics. Currently, there are more than 1,200 companies around the globe that are engaged in the development of nanoproducts. About 300 nanofood products are available in the marketplace. And it's expected that the nanofood market will grow from $7 billion this year in 2015 to $20 billion in 2020. Given the fact that the nanotechnology is still new, its long-term potential impact on human health and the environment remains uncertain. Different types of organizations often have different attitudes or perspectives about this new technology. For example, the private industry often have very positive attitudes toward new technologies. They have invested a huge amount of their time and money in the research and development of nanotechnology. They claim that, for example, nanopackaging through the control of flow of gas can increase the shelf life of perishable products, such as fruits and vegetables. The nano additives can enhance the flavor of food, can add nutrients or vitamins or minerals to the food products, and can also selectively remove unwanted chemicals. The nanosensors have been used in the agricultural production. They can also be used in the food products because the nanosensors can change color to warn consumers about food spoilage or nutrient deficiency. The most conservative group about new nanotechnology is the Environmental Protection Group. And they have a lot of negative attitudes and emphasizes on the risks associated with the nanotechnology. For example, they claim that because there's no labeling law in the United States governing the nano food products, the nano modified food products might enter into the marketplace without any regulation. The food products can be contaminated with inorganic particles, and there might be unanticipated effects due to the greater absorption of the nano-modified ingredients. The government agencies, such as the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency, often have a neutral stand on this issue. For example, the Food and Drug Administration claims that it is true that nanopackaging has the potential to help improve the food safety, shelf life, and the convenience of food products. However, they did acknowledge that there is insufficient data that is publicly available to reach any meaningful conclusions on the potential toxicity of food or color additives that have nanomaterials. Although the available information does not give us any cause for concern. There are two objectives for our research. We want to investigate how the major function of nanopackaging, that is the increasing the shelf life of perishable products, affect participants or consumers' willingness to pay for those nanopackaged perishable products. We also want to investigate how the information from different types of organizations affect their willingness to pay. We conducted our experiment in Minneapolis sample areas in 2012. We used experimental auctions. As Jingjing just talked about, experimental auctions can decrease the hypothetical bias. That is the difference between what people say they are willing to pay and their actual willingness to pay. And we use the BDM auction because it's an individual participation. We tested information from three sources, from the food industry, from the environmental protection group, and the government agencies' impact on consumers' willingness to pay. And three products were used in our experimental auctions. These three products vary in their shelf life. We use roasted peanuts, which has a relatively longer shelf life, and applesauce, which has a medium shelf life, and a salad, which has a very short shelf life. We use eye tracking technology to get a quantitative measure about participants' visual attention to the information of the, from the different sources. The X1 Tobii eye tracker was used in this data collection. This type of eye tracker can be mounted on the monitor of a computer, can still provide the same level of accuracy compared to other eye trackers. It has been documented that this type of eye tracker can make consumers or participants less aware that their eyes are being tracked as they are visualizing the information. So this diagram shows the experimental flow. We first show participants a plain labeled product. So this product is actually in the nano packaging, but we didn't tell participants about it. We asked them to submit their first round of bid, and then we gave some general information about nanotechnology, asked them to bid on the nano packaged products. After they finished submitting the second round of bidding, we gave them the information from the three sources. The information from government agency, from food industry, and from environmental groups, and ask them to submit their third round of bids. The order of these three types of information are randomized to get rid of the order effect. So this table shows the average willingness to pay, the differences in willingness to pay, and percentage of zero bids for the three rounds of auctions. So we can see that for the first round of auction results, without telling them about the nanotechnology, and they did not know that the products are packaged in nano package, we can see that the percentage of zeros are quite low. For salads, it's about like one salads and peanuts is about 1%, and for applesauce, it's about 2%. And after we gave them information about nanotechnology and told them that it's in nano package, we can see that the percentage of zero bids are increased. So that increased from 1% to 5% for salads, from 2% to 5% for applesauce, and for peanuts, it increased from 1% to 4%. And after we give them the more detailed information from the three sources, we can see that the percentage of zero bids significantly increased. For example, for salads, that increased to 11%. For applesauce, that increased to 13%. And for peanuts, it increased to like 12%. So there is a high proportion of participants who are not willing to buy the products anymore after they know that it's nanopackaged, after they are kind of educated about nanotechnology. And then we use a double hurdle model to investigate how the information affect their possibility of submitting positive bids, and how the participants' willingness to pay for those three products are affected by the information. So this table shows how the information affect participants' willingness to pay. For this model, we didn't use the eye tracking data, so we used all the three rounds of bids. So we can, the information one is the general information about nanotechnology, and information two is the more detailed information from the three sources. So we can see that the general information does not have a significant impact on their possibility of submitting positive bids, but it does increase participants' willingness to pay for all those three products, for salads and applesauce, for those participants who bid positively. And for the more detailed information from the three sources, it decreases participants' possibility of submitting positive bids for all three products. But for those participants who bid positively, actually the more detailed information increased their willingness to pay for salads and applesauce. But it does not significantly impact their willingness to pay for peanuts. And this model, we investigate how the fixation count affect their on the three type of information affect their willingness to pay. So we find that if a participant fixes more on the information from government agency, their possibility of submitting positive bids are significantly decreased. We also found some significant interaction effect between age and their fixation count on the information from government agency and the environmental group, and the interaction effect between the prior knowledge and their fixation count on the environmental group information and the government agency information. For example, for older consumers, if they fix it more on the information from government from environmental group, their possibility of submitting positive bids for all the three products are significantly decreased. And if the older consumers fix it more on the information from government agency, their possibility of submitting positive bids are increased. And for those consumers who have prior knowledge about nanotechnology, if they fix it more on the information from the environmental group, their possibility of submitting positive bids are increased. In other words, for those consumers who does not have any prior knowledge about nanotechnology, if they fix it less on the information from the environmental group, their possibility of submitting positive bids are increased. Okay, here reaches our conclusion. We find that the information about nanotechnology have a significant impact on participants' possibility of submitting positive bids and their willingness to pay for nano-packaged food products. For those consumers who bid positively, the information about nanotechnology significantly increased their willingness to pay for nano-packaged salads and applesauce. However, the information does not have a significant impact on their willingness to pay for peanuts. We know that these three products have different shelf life. The salad has the shortest shelf life, and applesauce has a medium shelf life compared to roasted peanuts. So we concluded that participants were more interested in nano-packaged products, food products with a relatively short shelf life. We find that the information from a government agency and the environmental group has a more significant impact on older consumers compared to younger consumers. It also has a more significant impact on consumers with a prior knowledge compared to those consumers who does not have any prior knowledge about nanotechnology. So educating consumers about nanotechnology could potentially improve their preferences for nano-packaged food products. For example, we can educate, if we give consumers, older consumers, information from government agency, that could potentially increase their preferences for nano-packaged food products. Okay, that's it. Any questions? Charlie?
Yes, did you, were the consumer given all three sources of information, but they only get one piece of information,
that work? They were given all the three information. And the information order were randomized, and their eyes were tracked when they were viewing the information. So we know, you know, how long they have fixed it, how much they have fixed it more, fixed it on each of the information. Yeah, Bridget.
Did you find an order effect?
No, we didn't find any order effect. Yeah. Any other questions? Mary. Yes, we did. That's the variable prior knowledge play here.
No, I'm sorry, then how many of them knew about it?
Less than 50%. So very few people know what nanotechnology is.
Right.
Yeah. Other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.